Here. Good morning, everybody. This is Eric Lapholm. I want to welcome all of you to our weekly 15-minute motivational call. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat. Today is a great day. Today is a great day. And today I want to start off and tell you a story about my wife. And it's a story that's happening right now in this moment. And you may or may not know, depending on how, if you follow me or not, or if you've heard on any of my calls before or not, that she broke her foot. So that happened. You know, it's like the new year starts. We're all excited for the new year, January 1 and December 30th. Second to last day of last year, she broke her foot. So that was the start of her year and my year as well, because there were certain things I was doing to support her, take care of her. And so it's now been a little over 3 months. And she saw the doctor this week, and they told her she could start walking with a boot on that foot. Well, she hasn't put any weight on the foot in 3 months. So they said, you know, if you need to, use a cane and you can start walking. So she just, this couple days ago now, she's walking with a cane, and it's very hard, as you can imagine. And it's very painful, and she's got her cane, and she is a court reporter. So sometimes her court reporting jobs will take her away overnight. She'll go down to the Bay Area. We live in the Sacramento area, and Bay Area is about 2 hours away. She has her own business. Her court reporting business is her own business. I have my sales training company and my being company. Our paths in business, they don't really cross. So she's not like telling me how to run my sales training company, and I'm not telling her how to run her court reporting business. We've both been doing our businesses for 25 years. We're very independent. So she does her thing and I do my thing. So she was away overnight last night down in the Bay Area. She took a job, and then she had a job. She has a job today. And huge undertaking to go do an overnight by yourself. You're just getting back using your foot again. And she has all her court reporting gear that she's got to bring with her. And I don't even really know how she's doing it, bringing the gear with her cane, trip by herself. It's a pretty big undertaking. So why am I sharing this with you? Because that is her commitment. That's her commitment to her business, because she's a pro at what she does. It's her commitment to producing revenue, and it's her commitment to providing for our family. And, you know, I'm talking about commitment right now, but I'm talking about her being commitment. Because she could have easily said to me, just so you know, Eric, even though I can walk with a cane, I'm not ready to go out and do these jobs in person. I'd be like, no problem. No problem at all. But she has a drive in her, she has a resiliency, she has a mental toughness. And the thing is that being resilient, it doesn't cost anything. And we're all on a level playing field. So Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Michael Jordan and, you know, these people that are famous, they have no advantage over you and I in being resilient. They have no advantage. Bill Gates does not have an advantage over me in being committed to something. He doesn't have an advantage over me in my massive action. See, a lot of things in life, guys, is there's a level playing field. And it has nothing to do with your resume. It doesn't matter what college you went to or didn't go to. I'm a college dropout. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money's in your bank account. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished. See, she got up yesterday and said, I'm going to be committed and I'm going to go, cane or no cane, by myself, whatever. This is what I'm going to do because this is what I'm committed to doing. So, something for you to be in the inquiry around is, how are you showing up right now? Because I'm going to go on an assumption that you are here in your life right now in a season of producing. You're here to produce, right? Like when we get older, most people, they reach a certain age and society no longer expects them to produce because they're now in their elderly years. And when we're younger, when we're kids, there really is no expectation that you're going to produce. I mean, produce in school or whatever, but my 17-year-old daughter who lives with my wife and I, it's my stepdaughter, she's not asked to produce because she's 17. But in the near future, she'll be an adult and then she'll go out into the workforce and there'll be an expectation that she produces and she'll produce or she won't. It's up to her. Like it's up to all of us. And then there's the people that are sick, right? And they're not expected to produce because they're sick. And then there's the rest of us, me and you. So if you're here right now in a season of your life where you're here to produce, type the word yes in the chat. So the question is, how are you doing with that? How are you doing with your producing? Are you carrying your fair share of the weight? Then my wife's kind of in this stage right now where she's leaving sickness and getting back into health with her foot. So she's in that in-between stage. And yet she's like, I'm going to go out and produce. And I love that she takes that on. And it's not me being like, you need to go out and get out there and produce. I never talk to my wife like that. She's her own person. She does it her way, which is great. And right now, the conversation is not about her or it's not about me. The conversation is about you. Where's your action right now? Because today, on Friday, April 5th, I'm going to take massive action today. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and produce. As soon as our call's done here, I'm going to produce by prepping for a sales presentation and a training that I have coming up at 9 o'clock today. And then I'm going to go on there and I wrote down, I'm going to produce 4 sales today on that call. And I'll produce more than four. Or I'll produce four, I'll produce less than four. But I'm going in with a mindset. I am going to go produce. And then I've got my calls or whatever I got going on for the rest of the day. I injured my back recently. I was doing a tire flip. You ever seen that? It's an exercise you can do. And I went down and I must have either not been warmed up or I didn't do the technique properly. And I lifted the tire. And I felt it in my lower back. And I was like, uh-oh, workout's done. And I hurt it pretty bad. And so I have not been working out or just very lightly working out since that happened. So tomorrow I've got my first massage scheduled. And hopefully by Monday, I'm going to be in better shape. And within a week, I'll be fully recovered or close to it. But I am going to do some light exercise today. Nothing with the back, but I'm going to do some light exercise. Here's the bottom line. I'm going to produce with intention. I'm going to have a positive attitude. I'm going to take today through the finish line. And I'm not saying, look at me. I'm so great. That's not what I'm saying. This is a motivational call to inspire you to be the best version of you. Because who's in charge of your thoughts? You are. And who's the only one that can change your thoughts? You are. And you and I have thoughts about today. My thought is, I'm taking today through the finish line. My thought is, I'm going to produce. I'm committed. I'm going to operate in my purpose. I'm going to take massive action today. And that's all a choice. See, some people in their thinking, They're going to go, you know what? I'm going to go through the motions today. I'm just going to kind of half-ass it. Excuse the language. I'm just going to kind of half-ass it today. I'm not going to produce today. Or I'm going to produce very little. Or I just want to get through the day and get to the weekend. Or whatever. Right? We get to decide. And I get to choose this every day. And every day I wake up, I choose to play at a 7, 8, 9, or a 10. That's my commitment to myself. Every day I wake up and play a 7, 8, 9, or 10, I'm going to go out and produce. Because I'm in the producing stage of my life. And if I have it my way, if it goes my way, and I don't know that it will, I will produce until my last breath. I have no vision to retire. The only thing that will prevent me from not producing to my last breath is if I get sick and I'm unable to produce. And if that happens, that happens. And then society's got to take care of me at that point, right? My family's got to take care of me. I hope I got enough bucks in the bank and I can, you know, finish out my life. But with the exception of getting sick, I will produce until my last breath. So, are you going to produce today? If so, what does it look like? You get out your pen when our call is done and you write down what you're going to produce. Like me writing, I will make 4 sales today. I will take today through the finish line. I will play at a, say, a level 9 today. I'll play at a 9 today. I will have a great attitude today. I'm programming my mind. Right? Your mind's programmed either way. In other words, I can program my mind, I'm going to take today through the finish line, or I can program my mind and say, I'm going to go through the motions. And either way, I'm programming my mind. And I learned this, I don't even know the exact year I learned it, but you know, if you know my story, I'm a former cook at McDonald's, college dropout. I went to community college for 5 years. And I was the opposite of successful. I didn't even complete the 2-year degree because I didn't have the mindset of I'm going to have a great attitude today, no matter what. I'm going to produce today. I'm going to take today through the finish line. I'm going to write down what I'm going to accomplish. Everybody can be resilient. Here's how simple it is. You get knocked down, you get up. Get knocked down again. And get up. You get knocked down again and you get up. And that's just what you do. That's called resilience. Les Brown says, knock me down 7 times, get up 8. If I can look up, I can get up. Knock me down, get up. That's all resiliency is. Mental toughness. You're in control of your thoughts. You go, but Eric, I have a hard time staying thinking positive. Then lean in and work on your thinking to stay positive. In other words, thinking is a muscle that we develop just like lifting weights. All right. So if your thinking is, I'm having a hard time staying positive, I'm having a hard time being resilient, I'm feeling down or depressed. Okay. And lean in. How can I be more positive? What can I do to improve? I'm not a prescription drug guy. I don't really believe in that kind of thing. I'm not here preaching what anybody else should do. But let's just say you took antidepressants. All right. I wouldn't rely on that to solve my problem. I would still lean in. Okay, I'm taking this pill, whatever. I'm going to lean in and I'm going to work on my thoughts. What are the thoughts that I have that are causing me to feel that way? And I'm going to lift the weights and I'm going to get better. And that's part of what my life's dedicated to. I work on my skills pretty much every day. Who I am today is not the man I was a week ago. And it's not the person I was a month ago. And it's not the person I was 5 years ago because I work on my skills. And I want to acknowledge you for working on your skills today. Thank you for joining me today. Let's all go out and take today through the finish line. Right now, write down What does the finish line look like for you? My finish line is 5 p.m. So I'm writing that down. I'm going to take today through the finish line, work till 5 p.m. I'm going to produce. I'm going to be resilient. And I'm going to stay in a positive attitude. Thank you for joining me. We'll do it again next Friday. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Those of you on Zoom, thank you guys for being here. Layton, thanks for joining us. Lisa, thank you for being here. Neil, thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.